Hi, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Welcome to the second day of April 2020, and I do pray that your vision for this year, I know that's kind of been overused, but your vision for this year is actually your vision for the decade, and that God would give you just a knowing of what is, maybe not knowing what is next, because then we wouldn't need any faith, but just this sense of direction in your life. And I know many of us struggle with that. We have some aimlessness, or we just don't know what the next thing is. Lord, would you shine your light on our feet? Your word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. And we pray that today for, I pray that for the person wandering or needing to know the next thing. Would you make it very clear? Would you speak in their ear and say, this is the way, walk ye in it, to use the King James. All right, so we are in Matthew chapter 13 verses 53 through 58, and this is what it says in the CEB, the Common English Bible. When Jesus finished these parables, he departed. When he came to his hometown, he taught the people in their synagogue. They were surprised and said, "Where did he get this wisdom? Where did he get the power to work miracles? Isn't he the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother named Mary? Aren't James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas his brothers? And his sisters, aren't they here with us? Where did this man get all this?" They were repulsed by him and fell into sin. But Jesus said to them, "Prophets are honored everywhere, except in their own hometowns and in their own households." He was unable to do many miracles there because of their disbelief. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we believe. Help our unbelief. We desperately need faith, and we need your spirit within us to invigorate that faith, to stir us up to love and good deeds. We want to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. We know that we have an obligation in our relationship with you to pursue you, to believe you, to trust you, to believe that you are who you are, that the Father sent you, and that we are your offspring. And so we by faith believe that. We by faith believe that you are big, capable, omniscient, all-powerful, and we trust you, Lord. And in the difficult situations that we're facing today, we just lay that down before you as we make our decisions and as we deal with uncertainty, Lord. We choose to have faith that you've got the whole world in your hands, and this world is like a little tiny drop in the bucket to you, and we are even tinier than that, and yet you hold the cosmos together. Everything in you is held together, which is just an amazing thing to think about. As I've read this passage, Lord, it reminded me of just the pain it must have been for you to be with all the people you grew up with, the people that you loved, your family, your friends, and for them to turn their backs. And the verbiage was they were repulsed by you and fell into sin. How strange is that, that you, who are amazing and awesome, repulsed them. And then their falling into sin is their lack of faith. You have told us that in Hebrews, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so we know that having faith in you is so important. It's not just our actions, it's what we believe about you. And what we believe about you infuses everything that we do. So Lord, increase our faith. And Lord, for those of us who struggle to go back home, to go back to the place that we were raised, and people say these kinds of things to us, "Oh, who does she think she is? Or who does he think he is? Or where did he become so high and mighty? Or why is he so important?" Or whatever. Lord, those are hard things to endure. And so we rely on you right now, and we trust your empathy for us, because you understand what it's like to be shunned by your hometown, to be shunned by your neighbors, to be shunned by your family members, your cousins, and all of that, Lord, grandparents, aunts, uncles. You know what it's like to be mocked. You know what it's like to be misunderstood. And Lord, there's someone listening today who is totally misunderstood. and their kindness has been mistaken for malice, and they are hurting today, Lord. And there is nothing more painful than for someone to assign to us a motive that's not our own, to assign an evil motive where there's a good one. And so, Lord, would you just carry that person today? Would you be with them? And would you salve that wound, because it's a hard one? I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. As you know, there is a free app. It's the Pray Every Day app, and that's kind of a good name for it, since that's what it's about. And you can get it on iTunes or Google Play. And again, it's absolutely free. You get a free little thought for the day, a little devotional that's written as well. So again, 100% free. Hope you enjoy it. Have an amazing day.